It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, so today we're spending the whole hour discussing lung cancer. Now, could you be at risk for lung cancer? We're going to talk about the risks, diagnosis, and even the latest research as we're joined later this hour by lung cancer specialist Dr. Kenneth Westover of UT Southwestern Medical Center. And okay, I want to start, now Dr. Anderson's out today, so I'm here with Dr. Gammon and then later Dr. Westover, but I want to start with maybe some of the frustrations that you docs have when you face people refusing to stop smoking. And I want to start there. And if you're a smoker, don't turn the channel. Don't just listen to this because this is really important. It may just save your life. So just the frustrations. I know I've seen you literally pound the counter and say, if you don't stop smoking, you will die. Do you hear me? But when they look at you and they're in denial. I mean, how does that make you feel as a physician?
Very frustrated. I keep asking myself, how can I inspire these people to quit smoking? But people are addicted. They're addicted to the nicotine. They're getting 200 other poisons. And they think, which is a common human reaction, that it will not happen to them. It will not happen to me. Uncle Joe lived till 93, and he smoked every day of his life.
Oh, I know. I've heard that, too. Okay, so I'm going to get on a soapbox for a minute. Like I said, if you're a smoker, don't change it. You need to hear all this. Because before we end this segment out, we're going to talk about what happens when you stop smoking, what happens to your body. And so you can kind of prepare yourself as well if you're going to stop. But for a second, there's very few things that I would go to Washington and march on Washington about. But this is kind of one of them. And I want you to join in with me here wherever you feel necessary. But I really think that smoking should become a criminal addiction. And I'm going to tell you why I feel that way.
Well, it sounds pretty radical, Judy.
Well, okay, maybe. But here's my thing. If you're a parent and you're smoking and your child is in your car, not only is that child at risk for ear infections, they're also now at risk for lung cancer later in life, all kinds of other cancers, heart disease. You're literally writing a death sentence for your child. And I know in Canada and some states, they've actually outlawed parent smoking in the car with kids. If you get caught, you get fined. And then I even think in Canada, there's some jail time if it's a recurring offense, I believe. So not just that, but what about when you go to the grocery store or you go in anywhere, go shopping, and the employees are outside, or maybe it's someone who is a patron of that store, they're outside smoking. Do they have the right to smoke? Yes, okay, in the privacy of their own home. But do they have the right to inflict that smoke upon the other patrons of the stores?
Obviously not. I mean, they're endangering the health of other people. And there's all sorts of laws. Different counties, different states have different rules and regulations in this regard. But clearly, if you're walking to a store and an employee is smoking and blowing smoke in the air that you're going to breathe, they're endangering your health.
It stinks.
And there's no safe level of smoke. There's absolutely no safe level of smoke. This reminds me, we have some patients who say, well, I smoke a cigar once or twice a week. There's no safe level of smoke whatsoever.
Oh, I love this one. I'm not going to get lung cancer because I smoke pot. I don't smoke cigarettes. You actually had somebody tell you that once.
Right. And you can get lung cancer from smoking marijuana chronically also. In fact, one of my patients at age 62 got severe emphysema and he had smoked pot every single day of his life since about age 18.
Did he have his brain cells with him?
Well, he was a little bit off.
You gotta be politically correct.
Yeah,
I know. I get
a little
it.
Bit off. Yeah.
Okay. So let's go through this real quick because I love this part. And this is a challenge. We're going to challenge all of our listeners. If you smoke, I want you to stop smoking. Get this. 20 minutes after quitting, your heart rate and blood pressure will drop. So all that arterial stiffness that you get from smoking, even 20 minutes without a cigarette does you some good. 2 to 3 weeks and up to 3 months after you're quitting, your circulation improves. You're getting more blood to your lungs and to the rest of your body. And I love this one. If you go 10 years without a cigarette, you actually have helped yourself, because the lung cancer death rate is about half of those who would still be smoking. So say you're the one out of your friends that quit smoking, and you're in 10 years later, they're at twice the risk for getting cancer. You're at half the risk.
Right. And the sooner you quit smoking, the better, the more you improve your odds. But if someone smokes for 25 years, they quit, they are cutting their lung cancer risk, but they can still get lung cancer, unfortunately.
Yeah, you can't undo the damage all the way anyways. Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. Doc Shock is part of the show where we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked it just made the news. So this one falls on the, oh my gosh, what were we thinking? And so there's some new research out there on PPIs. Those are proton pump inhibitors. That's a medication used for ulcers and acid reflux. You see all the time, you see these on the news and in print, or on TV and in print, saying, oh, if you have acid reflux, take this medication. It's really widely prescribed. It's actually in the top 10 classes of highly prescribed drugs. So here we go. Two new studies. They've emerged. They show that this class of drugs actually damages your kidneys. And they're never intended for long-term use, right? But there's people that have been on these things for years and years and years. The doctors just keep refilling it. People keep taking it. And they don't even know if they'd be okay without it. They've taken it so long. So the two studies out of Johns Hopkins University, they followed over 10,000 adults with normal kidney function from 96 to 2011. They found that those PPI users were between 20% and 50% more likely to develop chronic kidney disease than the non-PPI users. And also, they actually did another study where they used over almost 250,000. I think it was like 240,000 patients. They followed them from 97 to 2014. Guess what? Same results. So bottom line, this is a significant amount of research. PPI should be rethought. Do you agree?
They need to be rethought in terms of chronic use, but they do help lower the risk of esophageal cancer in people with what's called Barrett's esophagus. So there's risks, benefits, but certainly they should not be used as candy.
I agree. No candy there. Okay, go to our website, stayyoungamerica.com, and don't forget, follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have tennis or golfer's elbow, knee pain, Achilles tendonitis, or plantar fasciitis? If so, we understand your pain and your need for a quick and minimally invasive solution. At Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our physicians are highly skilled and trained in the 10X procedure. This small but powerful instrument breaks up scar tissue and removes it through a tiny puncture wound. The entire procedure only takes about 15 minutes. Call Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine today at 972-438-4636 or visit IrvingOrtho.com, where excellence in orthopedics keeps you moving.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Listen up, girls. I want to talk to you for a minute about your breasts. That's right. I said breasts. It's up to us to take good care of them, and that means getting your yearly mammogram. People often ask me where I go to get mine. I choose Solis Mammography, not just because they're friendly and efficient, but because technology and experience matters. I wouldn't trust my breast health to anyone else. Solis offers 3D mammography so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. And knowing that they have the information they need gives me peace of mind that my results are accurate. When it comes to mammography, go where I go. Solis Mammography. Call now to find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com. That's solismammo.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, coming up, we've got our very special guest, Dr. Kenneth Westover from UT Southwestern. He's here to talk about some of the latest research on lung cancer. So, if you're suffering from lung cancer or somebody you know, remember, you can always download the shows. You can go to stayyoungamerica.com and subscribe to the podcast through there. You can go straight to iTunes and look up Staying Young Show 2.0.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
And this Immortal Minute is brought to you by Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results.
Go get your mammo, girls. That's where I go.
Well, I'm very excited by this Immortal Minute. This news came out in mid-September of 2015. And this is a study out of Georgetown University Medical Center, and it's in regard to our old friend resveratrol. Remember, resveratrol is the chemical found in the skin of red grapes. It's found in red wine and in dark chocolate. And in this study, which was a very rigorous study, they had people take a pure form of resveratrol, 1,000 milligrams a day, and these people all had Alzheimer's disease. And they found that on the treated group, the Alzheimer's patients who took resveratrol, that the resveratrol was the Alzheimer's disease was basically stopped cold. All the abnormal proteins that they normally found in the spinal fluid disappeared. Whereas in the group taking placebo or sugar pills, they continued to progress with their Alzheimer's disease. The Alzheimer's did not get better. It simply stopped getting worse. And they're going to
wonder if they would have done the study longer, if they would have seen some reversal. I'm just curious.
Well, they're going to move on to a phase 3 study. But if this bears out, and I believe it will, the key thing is as soon as someone gets forgetful, they can start on resveratrol and they'll never get Alzheimer's disease. The impact on healthcare dollars of this could be enormous.
Well, not just the dollars. I mean, think about the families.
Oh, absolutely. The social consequences, et cetera. Now, just in case any of you think that you just drink red wine, you'd have to drink 1,000 bottles a day to get enough resveratrol. And the other thing that they said that I thought was particularly important was that resveratrol supplements are currently available over the counter, but they're unregulated, and no one knows how much you get in it. We have our own line of vitamins, the Stay Young
vitamins. Which we researched like crazy to figure out which resveratrol, where we were going to get it, what lab, how they prepared it, how they kept it from light, everything. Because you're right, it's not all created the same.
So our trans-resveratrol, what you see in the label is what you get.
Yeah. All right, today's show is all about lung cancer prevention, diagnosis, and the latest research and treatments. We've got a very special guest with us, Dr. Kenneth Westover. He is from UT Southwestern Medical Center, and he was actually recruited by UT Southwestern because of the work he did at Harvard as a scientist and a radiation oncologist. He's been published time and time again. Today, we have the distinct pleasure of having Dr. Westover right here on the Staying Young Show. Welcome to the show, Dr. Westover.
Thanks so much. It's really great to be here.
Okay, I have to ask you, because whenever we have an author or a scientist or a physician on, I really want to know what led you to this occupation. I mean, did you just, when you were a kid, did you say, oh, I want to be a doctor, and then, oh, I want to treat cancer, or how did that come about?
Well, I did want to be a physician for a long time. Growing up, my dad was actually involved in the medical field, and so I was exposed to the occupation through that. He wasn't a physician himself. But then in college, I started taking science classes and got interested in that as well. So now I find myself as a physician scientist actually splitting time between the lab. I actually lead a research group, and then as a physician treating lung cancer as a radiation oncologist.
I love that you're doing both, because you're on kind of both sides of that. You know, you can even see your work that you're doing in the lab help the people that you're treating. And you're not just stuck in the lab, and you're not just stuck there helpless as a physician depending on someone else's research. So this makes you, in my mind, not only the perfect guest today, but a really good expert on the topic.
I appreciate that. I'll try to live up to it. As a physician scientist, you often find yourself uncomfortable in many settings because you cover a lot of ground, but it is exciting. It's a tremendous time to be in the research because of, you know, lots of developments in genetics and also in treatment technology and other, you know, related fields. So I feel really lucky to be in the current position where I am.
Now, you'd done some work on gene transcription with a previous mentor of yours, and this was cited in the Nobel Prize your mentor got. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I just found myself in the right place at the right time, I think.
were you at Harvard, right?
I was at Stanford.
Oh, you were at Stanford.
With Roger Kornberg.
Just another place to be at the right time in the right place.
I was really fortunate to be in Roger's lab at a time when they were doing just incredible work on RNA polymerase II, which is the enzyme which basically reads our DNA and transcribes it to give us RNA, which is then processed into the molecular machines that make our cells run. So Roger's dad actually won the Nobel Prize earlier, and then Roger followed in his footsteps, and I just happened to be there at the right time.
I wonder how often that happens, a father-son, both Nobel. I mean, that's some serious good genes, right? I mean, some brainiac genes.
Yeah, it's uncommon, and Roger actually started in his dad's lab at a pretty young age. So.
Okay, Walter, I'm just going to, like, challenge you now. I'd like you to win a Nobel Prize, and I want you to have little Walter do the same. How about that?
All right, I'll do my best.
You better get on it.
Yeah, so that research, just to give you a quick view of that, was really concerned with how the physical processes of how transcription occurs, and I solved some X-ray crystal structures of how that, you know, how that happens, and timing was great.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's take us through your day. I mean, you're a physician researcher, so just give us like an overview. You get up, you get dressed, you go to work, and what is it like?
Well,
typical day or two.
Yeah, there is no typical day. It switches from day to day. You know, leading a group of researchers, because that's what my role is in the lab. Leading a group of researchers is challenging. You're constantly wearing different hats, designing experiments, reading the literature, trying to figure out where your current research is going. And then the clinic has its own pace that's unpredictable as well. And so I'm often called between the clinic and the lab to do various things. And it's never the same. It's always different.
Okay, so are you kind of like house? Do you number the people that work for you? Like a number 11, do this. Number 12, do this. Number 13.
No.
It can make your life easier, you know.
it definitely could. But no, it's It's a great pleasure to work with all the postdocs and other trainees that are in my group. And each one of them, you know, they have challenging projects, and we work together. We're very committed to their development and their careers. And also, we're all very devoted to the science and want to see it done and done well.
Okay, so in what ways has the treatment of lung cancer changed recently and since you entered the field?
I'd have to say one of the things that really drew me to the radiation oncology field when I was a student at Stanford was something called stereotactic radiation. And it was kind of, it's developed a lot since then, but basically this is the practice of giving huge doses of radiation over very few fractions, as opposed to the standard way of treating, which is small doses over many days. So a common lung cancer treatment nowadays for a locally advanced, say, cancer would be maybe 30 to 35 treatments. But with stereotactic radiation, you basically wallop the tumor with maybe 3 to 5 fractions of radiation. So that was just developing at Stanford, and I was very interested in that as a student, and it kind of drew me in. There's a lot of technology, and the results were exciting.
Well, I really commend you for what you do. I think it's fascinating, and I know you're changing lives. I mean, I think the work you're doing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is not just prolonging the life, but possibly doing some cure work. I mean, where people actually can come out of this.
Well, and I think that's what we're finding with the stereotactic radiation. That's a major change, I think, that's happened in the practice. We're finding that with this non-invasive technique, we can control early stage lung cancer in 90% of the patients we treat, at least at the site of the tumor. So that's very exciting and a big change, I think, in the field.
Well, I remember when my grandmother, she's passed on now, she was one of the first people to get radiation years and years ago, and they couldn't pinpoint it. Basically, they zapped your whole body, and then she had just horrible effects from that. But now, I mean, it's so pinpoint. It's so exact.
That's true for early stage with the stereotactic radiation. For the locally advanced, for patients who have lymph node involvement, it can be a very challenging course to go through. And, you know, when I have patients that are going through this, I look for them to have all the support they can get from their families and friends and, you know, and so forth. So it's still a very challenging course to go through, a course of radiation and chemotherapy for advanced.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we got to give a shout out to our military, you guys and gals that are out there fighting for us, and your families. We are so excited that you listen to the show. We can check those downloads from around the world. We're always happy to give you a little piece of home and help you stay young and stay healthy.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you suffer from tennis or golfer's elbow, knee pain, Achilles tendonitis, or plantar fasciitis? If so, we understand your pain. You need a solution that will get you back to normal and pain-free as soon as possible. At Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our physicians are highly skilled and trained in many procedures, including the new FDA-approved Tenex procedure. This small but powerful instrument uses high-frequency vibrations to break up and remove that scar tissue. Once the damaged tissue is removed, the body can start to repair itself. The entire procedure takes about 15 minutes, and the very tiny puncture wound is covered with just a small bandage. That's right, it's microsurgery. The Tenex microprocedure is much less painful and has a much shorter recovery time than traditional surgical procedures. This is just one of many innovative treatments available at Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine today at 972-438-4636 or visit irvingortho.com. That number again is 972-438-4636, where excellence in orthopedics keeps you moving.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
When it comes to your breast, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com. When you're a health and wellness expert, people pay special attention to the way you look. And I'm always being asked about my flawless skin. My secret is actually based on science. I use stem cell cream, which helps rebuild my skin from the inside out, turning back the hands of time. Goodbye wrinkles and goodbye age spots. Hello, young and flawless skin. You can order Lifeline stem cell products at stayyoungskin.com or call 800-910-3932. Stayyoungskin.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com. 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, this whole hour is devoted to lung cancer, the prevention, the diagnosis, and the treatment of lung cancer. We got a special guest, Dr. Ken Westover of UT Southwestern Medical Center. And even if you haven't been affected by it, I think this is a really good show to listen to because you never know when you're going to know somebody in your community, in your church, or somewhere where you can pass this information along. It's really, really important stuff.
So, Ken, continuing with radiation treatment for lung cancer, we often hear these days advertisements and news about proton beam therapy. Explain to our listeners what that is, what are the advantages or negatives, if any?
Yeah, so radiation therapy for years has used photons, which basically have no mass. They're X-rays, and they can come from radioactive elements or from machines that create the X-rays. And that's been the standard treatment for many years, like I say. So proton beam uses a new form of radiation, which has a small amount of mass. And because it has that very small amount of mass, it can stop in the tissue at a certain point, which means that it doesn't go through and through the patient. So, yeah, I was lucky enough to train in the Harvard system where one of the very first proton centers was located, and there was a very experienced group of researchers there, and I happened to be able to work with them, and in fact published on some of the, you know, some lung cancer related research using proton.
Another question I had was, these days often when we get a biopsy of the lung cancer, a genetic sequence will be done. And I think that genetic sequence aids in which chemotherapy to use. I know sometimes it's a lung cancer, but it might be an ovarian cancer chemotherapy protocol that helps. Does that genetic code alter what radiation you give the patient?
At this point, it doesn't. We definitely have research aimed in that direction, trying to predict how to treat people. I guess in lung cancer, it doesn't matter. In some other forms of cancer, it does matter. But for now, in lung cancer, it's pretty standard. Even between small cell and non-small cell, we use fairly similar doses.
Okay, I have to ask you a question. It's slightly off topic, but not really. This goes back to your research. Outside of my degree in health sciences, I have a degree in publishing. And one of the big deals in publishing right now is the sharing of information, the open access. So if, as a researcher, are you seeing more open access across universities and across teaching hospitals and such that makes your job easier, or are you sharing information to make other people's job easier? I think the whole big deal about open access is if everybody's sharing their research, maybe we're going to get to a cure faster. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm really excited about efforts to try and open up the information and make it more available. I think many people that I know have made significant contributions, certainly through the Harvard system, in looking at publicly available databases and extracting information. And I think that's why they were made. At an institutional level, it is a little bit more challenging. We often have to put agreements in place and apply for, you know, specific IRB approvals for any studies we do. But it's certainly common now, I think, to work across universities to try and pool data, especially for rare cancers, but even for not so rare cancers. We often collaborate with Stanford.
Yeah, I think that's good. That's really good.
Can you, for our listeners, and some of them may be suffering from lung cancer, what are some of the current clinical trials that excite you that might be available for our listeners that have exhausted traditional treatments?
Well, one of the interesting areas that is being debated currently in the radiation field, at least, is relates to stereotactic radiation. It's a question that was raised based on the really favorable results that we saw for patients with inoperable early stage lung cancer, and that's sort of the population where stereotactic radiation was developed. Those patients seem to have equivalent control rates to what you see with surgery, and so We wondered if that same treatment could be used in operable patients, patients who could, you know, actually receive surgery. And so a number of trials have been ongoing to randomize, actually, patients between surgery and stereotactic radiation. Unfortunately, the accrual has been very poor, and there are a number of potential reasons. You know, one that people often cite is that patients don't want to be randomized to surgery. They either want surgery or they don't.
Right.
But
if they're in the trial, it doesn't cost them anything, right? Is that how your trial works? I mean, some do and some don't.
Well, it's the question of whether they want to be cut open or not.
But if there's somebody with lung cancer who says, I don't have insurance, I'd like to sign up for, I want a shot, even if I'm going to get randomized to one or the other, they're both a shot at getting cured, and I want that, does that apply?
It's trial dependent. The finances of clinical trials are sort of trial dependent.
Right.
They're often sponsored, and there's no simple answer for that. But I think the accrual issue is not a financial issue. It's more of wanting your chest pressed open. You know, and then there's also turf wars between the specialties, as you can imagine, that may or may not prevent enrollment. But there's actually kind of new energy that's being pumped into this question, and we just opened a new trial that will be randomizing patients between operable patients between surgery and radiation, and it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. I mean, one of the major arguments I'd say for surgery, and I think it's very important, is that you get tissue at the end. You know, you have tissue to study, and it can help inform your decisions about which chemotherapy to use. We don't really have the same kind of tool set, non-invasive tool set to use with radiation to decide who should get chemotherapy and who shouldn't after that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also, you know, evolving, and we may soon have circulating tumor DNA from blood that we can test to know, you know, who's at risk. So
that's fascinating.
Yeah.
So it's just out of the serum. You just test it and...
Exactly. And
wow.
Actually, one of my friends who is in the MD-PhD program at Stanford, he developed technology we're now beginning to collaborate to study, to look at.
Oh, wow.
Now, I know this is a little bit out of your field, but immunotherapy for lung cancer, are there ongoing studies or anything exciting going on there?
Certainly. I mean, there are new inhibitors that are immune modulators that were just approved, actually, for lung cancer. And so there's certainly a lot of interest in that. We're not really involved in that research.
Right.
I'm not, but that's exciting for everybody to think
about.
Is
there some going on at UT Southwestern, do you know? It's okay if you're not sure.
We So there are people who are interested in this. Again, going back to stereotactic, we just do so much stereotactic radiation there. There are people who are studying the immune effects of that. So one thought is that when you ablate these tumors, you basically expose a bunch of antigens that could rev up the immune system, and that may be part of the effect that we're seeing.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
About a decade ago, there was some interest in photodynamic treatment where people would be given things that would stick to the cancer, and then they'd be exposed to different types of light to activate those substances. Does that happen with radiation treatment, too, that you can inject them with something, sticks in the tumor, and then radiation, like, explodes it?
In layman's terms,
there are lots
explodes
of,
it.
There are lots of research protocols that get circulated and some papers too on this type of thing, but there's nothing that's really in wide use right now. Chemotherapy, when it's used with radiation, is often used in that sort of way. I mean, it goes all over the body, but really the purpose of it is to sensitize the tumor to radiation. It's not necessarily to treat metastases in that setting.
Yeah.
I just wanted our listeners to know that, you know, scientists like Ken are constantly looking for new angles, new ways to treat cancer. And I think eventually the number for cancer is going to be up because the scientists are hot on the trail of a cure here.
Well, I think when we talk about prevention and diagnosis, I think catching it early is so important. Getting in, getting your physical. I know you guys have found some things and caught them very, very early on the executive physicals at Executive Medicine of Texas. And doing that and doing that preventative work ahead of time, man, can save your life. And save you from so much.
Right. And in fact, insurance companies are now covering low-dose CAT scans of the chest for people who have been chronic smokers. And with these CT scans, abnormalities can be found early. And, of course, the earlier you find things, the better the results.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, Dr. Rust, I wouldn't ask you ahead of time, but can you stick with us a few more minutes? We're going to do medical mania trivia. You can come up with some great questions, and let's see if you guys can blow our listener who's going to be on with us. You can blow her away with some cool stuff. So, all right, medical mania trivia coming up. And don't forget, Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book, the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. So you just got to listen for the Dementia Defender at the end of the show, and then you'll be able to call us at 844-WELL-100 with the correct answer and win a book. Grab a pen. Don't forget that number is 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100, and our website, stayyoungamerica.com. And if you haven't downloaded our podcast, they're on iTunes for free. Just search Staying Young Show 2.0.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
What kind of supplements do you take? And did you know that not all supplements are created equal? Now, pharmaceutical-grade supplements are regulated to actually contain what they say they contain. And the Stay Young Vitamin line is a pharmaceutical-grade supplement line dedicated to bringing you only the purest and highest quality ingredients. Best part, most of our supplements are gluten-free and vegetarian. You can order online at stayyoungvitamins.com or you can call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That's online at stayyoungvitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That Stay Young Vitamin line is pharmaceutical-grade supplements made with the purest and the highest quality ingredients just for you. StayYoungVitamins.com, 1-800-910-3932.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, don't forget we have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up at the end of the show. Your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. What you need to do is listen for Dementia Defender. If you know the answer, you call that number, 844-WELL-100, or you go to StayYoungAmerica.com. You tell us what the answer is and give us your information, and we'll need your name, your address, phone number, and email, because if you win, we're going to send you out a free copy of our award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, we have Brenda Jackson. Brenda Jackson's from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so she's a homegirl to us. We're so excited to have you on the show. Are you ready to play Medical Mania Trivia, Brenda?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
All right, so before we get started, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, I have a battered women's shelter in Fort Worth. It's called I Can Still Shine. And the website is icanstillshine.org, and we help about 500 women and children a year leave abusive homes.
Wow. So this is your passion, huh?
Right. 20 years now.
What do you need? We have hundreds and thousands of listeners across the nation. What does your organization need to help more women and save more lives?
Well, other than financial, of course, that is a big need. If you're in the local DFW airport, we need donations of food, clothing, furniture, anything you have in your house we can use here for our moms who literally leave with the clothes on their back.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so all our listeners that are across the country and even out of the country, what website can they go to make a financial donation?
Sure. It's icanstillshine.org.
Awesome. All right. So I think God's going to have his favor on you today because you're out there doing some seriously good work.
All right, Judy. Thank you.
All right. So we play for prizes here. You can win you can win our book, Age to Perfection, but you can also win some age support multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line or some Lifeline stem cell cream. Both can't keep them on the shelves. They're great products. Let's see how you do.
Yeah.
Okay, Brenda, here we go. This is a multiple choice.
All right.
How many cents can the human nose remember? Is it hundreds of cents, thousands of cents, or millions of cents?
Gosh, I would say thousands or millions.
Well,
you can only give one,
Brenda.
I would say A, B, or C.
Okay, I'll say thousands.
You are correct.
All right.
Actually, it's 50,000, right?
It's over 50,000
wow.
cents. And, of course, the female human is better than the male human at that.
I agree. Yay. I'm like, do you smell that? I, like, have a sniffer dog nose. Okay, Dr. Wester, have you got one for her?
Okay, Brenda, here you go. Your body has enough iron in it to make A, 3-foot rod, B, 3-inch nail, or none of the above.
I'd say 3-inch nail for sure.
Ooh, she's good.
Very
I
good.
Told you have God's favor. All right.
Wow, I'm just guessing.
Now, this one is particularly important for the female gender.
Oh, you did not just go there. He has to come home with me tonight.
Okay, Dr. Westover is going to protect me on this one. Okay, Brenda, the strongest muscle in the human body is found where? The strongest muscle in the human...
Choices?
Excuse me?
You don't give me choices?
No.
No choices. You have to give me the answer on this one.
In the heart. I don't know. I'm saying the heart.
Oh,
I give you a
good
hint.
Answer.
It's the jaw muscle.
The jaw
yeah,
muscle?
Well, she thought women have a bigger heart, right,
yeah.
Brenda?
Right. Okay, sorry.
That's okay. You've already won some age support multivitamins, so keep going.
Okay, I want that cream. I really want that cream.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
Here's another one for you.
Okay.
Does, yes or no, does sweat by itself have a scent?
No.
Oh, that's right.
She's brilliant,
that's
man.
Right. And in fact, it's actually bacteria that
right.
mixes with it that makes the scent.
See?
I knew that. I don't know how I knew that, but I knew that.
Oh, it's so disgusting. So now every time you go to like a Mavericks game or whatever your favorite sport is, you're really just smelling a bunch of bacteria. I'm just
yeah.
saying.
Thank you, Judy.
No problem. Anytime.
Okay, Brenda, last question.
All
this
right.
is true or false. Does excessive body hair mean you're smarter? Does excessive body hair mean you're smarter?
Gosh, I would say no.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It does mean. Okay, I want to change that to yes. I'm not a hairy person.
You know,
that was brilliant.
Brenda, we're going to give you the cream you want anyway.
Yeah, yay. Let's give her both because we love you and we love what you're doing. Keep up that work over there at I Can Still Shine.
It does really mean that you're smarter, huh?
Yeah.
It does.
Walter must be super smart. He's kind of hairy.
Hey, I didn't even have time to Google it, and it does say...
What? That. You weren't allowed to Google the answers.
The others I just guessed. I messed up on the jawbone. Talking about internal muscles.
That's inside.
All right, dear.
All right, you're awesome. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks
we appreciate
so much.
It.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, listeners, you need to get out there and help this girl out. She is helping women with I Can Still Shine. What was it? Icanstillshine.org, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or
mm-hmm.
you can search I Can Still Shine, Brenda Jackson. But help her out. She needs some help there. Help these women. I think it's awesome what she's doing. All right, so what's your parting words, both of you guys, since I have you both on with us? If you're talking about prevention and prevention, let's talk prevention for people that are at risk for lung cancer. What's your words to them?
Well, I'd say that the low dose CT scanning it's a really exciting development. I'm glad that it's being reimbursed. The studies that were done were very large. They saw survival benefits to this practice, and so I think it's a great development.
I just wanted to mention, this isn't so much on prevention. We all know avoiding smoking and smoke-related chemicals and all the rest of it. But clinicaltrials.gov is a website that has all the clinical trials being done anywhere in the United States.
On anything, not
on
just
anything.
Lung cancer, yeah.
And so patients that are, you know, like I say, have exhausted traditional treatment, you can go to this website and look for all sorts of different clinical trials. Even if they don't help you, they help mankind. And certainly the clinical trials going on at UT Southwestern are listed there, as well as all the trials anywhere in the United States.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet that out. If you're not following us on Twitter, you need to follow us at Stay Young Media, at the at symbol, Stay Young Media. And then on our Facebook page at Stay Young Media Group, I'm going to put it on our social media so people can have a really fast way to get there. Just a quick little flip of the button, and they'll be right there and looking at these trials. I think that's really, really good stuff there.
Well, that music means that it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Judy, are you ready for this week?
I am so ready.
Okay.
But to find out how smart I'm not, go ahead.
This is sort of a grammatical puzzle. Is it correct to say that 7 and 5 is 13? Or is it correct to say that 7 and 5 are 13? Which one is right? Send in your answers.
Okay. All right. There you go. This is how you do it. You go to 844-WELL-100. That's a number you can call, 844-WELL-100. We need to know the answer to that Dementia Defender, and we also need to know your name and where to send the book. And please, please, please leave your phone number, because sometimes you guys say those addresses so fast, we don't get them down. So if you know the answer, you're going to say your name, your address, you're going to tell us what the answer to the riddle is, and then a way we can get in touch with you, either email or your phone number, so we can get in touch with you to get that book out. If you don't win, you'll get a nice little postcard from me that says, thanks for playing, try again next week. But we send out so many books, and it's really our way of saying thanks for listening, and we want you to live a long time. So that book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, has won multiple awards, and we want to put it in your hand. But you got to show us how smart you are first, right? Isn't that the way it works?
The way it works. We want to really thank Dr. Westover for coming into the studio today. It was terrific having you, Ken.
Thanks so much.
And our listeners can learn more about you. We'll also put you on our social media, but they can either search you, Dr. Kenneth Westover, or they can go to UT Southwestern and find you there. Is there a particular website that goes directly to you, or is it on the UT Southwestern Medical Center?
I can be found in a few places. Radiation Oncology, my lab has a website, so you just search my name and you'll find me.
Absolutely. And again, we'll put you all over our stuff as well. It's been a pleasure. The whole show's been on lung cancer. If you're just tuning in at the end of the show and you missed it, you can always go to iTunes and download the shows for free. And that is on iTunes, Staying Young Show 2.0. The shows plus, you get a daily medical minute from me every single day.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a five-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300. Or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the Fountain of Youth, wait no longer.
In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.